The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
It's time for Explain the Well with Christelle. En hoe veel is 'n vlug kaartjie Kaapstad toe?
Yes, like this.
How much?
Dis rof. So I'm going to get to that now. So perhaps to set the stage for why I went shopping online for ticket prices today. The Minister of Finance, Fikile Mbalula, spoke this week saying that aviation remains one of the safest forms of travel in South Africa, and he's encouraging people to take to the skies in December, which kind of also makes sense when we look at the state of our roads and our safety on the road. So the latest statistics that I could find, we have a road accident death rate of 25 deaths per 100,000 people, which is really, really high. Okay.
Yeah.
We are also one of the countries that are most prone to hijackings, that are at a record high, with trust having sunk to a new low in police. So I follow the logic. Let's fly.
Mm-hmm.
However...
Yeah.
This is very expensive at the moment. And Rob, I think you might have a clue as to why this would be so expensive
well,
right now.
Well, it's because we don't have any options.
Oh. Yeah. Was it better than options?
Back in the day, there were, what, 6 airlines you could fly down to Durban or to Cape Town or something like that. Now we're down to 2.
Well, basis 3. So ek het vandag gegaan op 'n webtuiste om kaartjiepryse te vergelyk.
Ja.
En ek het
3 options.
Ja, you've got 3 options. So I imagined that I would have the kind of money to travel to Cape Town on the 16th of December, because let's say I'm still working till the 15th and not covering the ANC elective conference in December. But let's say, like most people, at 16 December I want to go to Cape Town.
Ja.
Coming back, you know, Sunday the 7th-ish, just before, you know, in January.
Ja.
'N retour kaartjie vir 1 persoon. Jy kyk nou amper R5,500.
Oeh.
Dis erg.
5,5.
Net onder. So it's about between 5,200 and 5,300 thereabouts. This one, depending on what time, just under 5,300. So roughly 5,500 for one person.
So die minister van vervoer het gesê dit is die veiligste manier om te reis, maar dit is heeltemal buitensporig in terme van die pryse, want meeste Suid-Afrikaners kan dit nie bekostig nie. Maar wat ek wel wil vra, is die terugkeer van SAL nie 'n goeie ding nie, en gaan hulle al hierdie tyd van die jaar weer in die lug wees?
So dit help beslis, want ja, die drie lugrederye waar ek pryse vergelyk het, is Lyft, is South African Airways en dan FlySafair. Dis,
ja.
Dis die drie opsies wat ons op die oomblik het om Kaapstad toe te vlieg. En die verwagting van Safair byvoorbeeld is dat kaartjiepryse 10 Februarie volgende jaar gaan begin bedaar, want ons het 'n rowwe jaar agter ons in terme van kompetisie met 'n lugrederye. Maar vir nou, weet dit is nou wat die 9de November. Hoe nader ons aan Kerstyd kom, dit gaan net erger raak.
Bear in mind, I suppose it's not just us. This time of the year is peak time for prices to peak for, you know, coming home from London, coming back from Sydney, all of those kind of things where there's big South African populations and people want to come back and see family for the festive and so on. And then they've got to fly into sort of Joburg, OR Tambo normally and then take all the connecting flights and so on. So they are busy and with a limited number of airlines. What I want to know, why was Fikile talking about this? Was he talking about this in the context of the road accident death toll over the festive season?
No, so
okay.
I actually love that question because I was kind of asking myself the same.
Why would he randomly be like, yo guys, there's 5,500 rand tickets there, you should use those.
It
seems a weird thing to say.
So Minister Mbalula held a press conference this week and we were also kind of like, why? Because he spoke, for example, about the past issues around the jet fuel challenges.
Yeah.
He had a briefing about civil aviation safety with the Civil Aviation Authority.
Okay.
I struggle to see a substantive reason for the press conference other than that it's an elective year for the ANC.
So we weren't actually talking about a specific issue.
I think I understand. I understand his logic. The reason why it's better to fly is because you don't need to maintain the air. So there are no potholes in the sky.
So I love that. But so
you're fine.
I would love to drive to Cape Town, but I can't because my car got stolen. There's that. But apart from that, the fuel price is ridiculous. But now if I, as one person, chose to fly to Cape Town for December, jy kan dalk nog hier en daar raap en skrap en doen wat jy moet om 5,500 nou te bekostig.
Oof.
As jy gesin van 4 het, is daar nie manier nie.
Save up and go overseas rather.
Or staycation with me and the ANC conference at Maastricht.
No, you've got the ANC conference to look forward to. Your December is sorted. Christmas is coming early for Christelle. Okay. It doesn't really help, does it? You know, it's cool. Flying is safer than driving. We know that. Doesn't help if we can't afford to fly.
Yeah.
You know? Absolutely.
Thanks for the press conference.
Yeah.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. You happy, baby? Jacaranda FM.